Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, a regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today's show consists of highlights from last fall's Miles Ahead concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. This concert at the Kirkland Performance Center features the music of Miles Davis and Gil Evans. The first couple of pieces we'll hear are from Miles Davis' small group recordings, and then we'll hear some orchestral arrangements by Gil Evans for Miles Davis' 1957 album, Miles Ahead. The trumpet soloists are all from the SRJO trumpet section. Also featured in this opening piece is drummer Devon Lewis, who sets the stage for this big band arrangement for the Tonight Show Band of a tune from the best-selling jazz album of all time, Miles Davis's Kind of Blue. This is All Blues, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. That's All Blues, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Devon Lewis was the drummer. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert at the Kirkland Performance Center, coming to you on Jazz Northwest today from KNKX 88.5, connecting you with jazz, blues, and NPR news. Here's Michael Brockman.
Thank you so much. We will continue on now with some more from Miles Davis. One of his great albums was titled Four. In fact, it was one of my favorites. And this is the title track from that, Four, as in the number four. I hope you enjoy hearing, again, a whole variety of great soloists. And this is an arrangement that was written by Mike Tomorrow for the large ensemble and traditionally recorded by Miles Davis with his own quintet. So this is a different take on Four. We're sure you're going to enjoy it.
Thank you. And Devon Lewis on the drums, Randy Halberstadt piano, Travis Rennie tenor saxophone, Dan Marcus trombone, and Thomas Marriott on the trumpet.
You're listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra featuring the music of Miles Davis. The concert from the Kirkland Performance Center is coming to you on 88.5 KNKX. KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. The first part of the concert devoted to big band arrangements of Miles Davis' small groups, and the second part of the concert devoted entirely to the compositions and arrangements of Gil Evans, written for Miles Davis' classic 1957 album, Miles Ahead. For this part of the concert, the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is augmented by additional players, including two French horns, as well as tuba, and the saxophones all double on orchestral woodwinds, including flutes and clarinets. Here's Michael Brockman to introduce the second part of the concert.
The things that you're hearing tonight, the injection of, let's say, contemporary European sounds, including some of the instruments from the symphony orchestra. But then later on, he introduced jazz fusion, and The Birth of the Cool was also one of his early concepts. A fantastic musician, but then also changed the way that the trumpet is played. The whole concept of how jazz trumpet is approached and improvising with that instrument. Trumpeters that we have here sharing their artistry with you today. So it's our thrill to be featuring the music of Miles Davis, and we're glad to have you here with us. Thank you again for being here, and without further ado, let me welcome back to the stage Clarence Acox. Clarence Acox.
Thank you. Mr. Thomas Marriott. Thomas Marriott. That was Gil Evans' favorite composition on the album. He even liked that one better than his own compositions. It's a Johnny Carisi composition. And as I said, it was called Springsville. At this time, we're going to bring Michael Van Beber, or he's already up, to do a number that was on our SRJO Live album. Michael Van Beber, The Maids of Cadiz. This is from a Spanish vocal, and it was done by Gil Evans as an instrumental. Michael Van Beber, The Maids of Cadiz, on SRJO Live. Next, we'd like to bring Thomas Marriott back to the front. Thomas and I had a conversation before we went on, and he made me aware of something that I was not aware of. There was a historic concert in 1991 at the Montreux Jazz Festival that three of us on this stage were at. Tom Marriott, myself, And in the band was Tom Varner, a French horn player. After all these years, I never knew that he was in that band. And I've been knowing him for years. And it just goes to show you, it was half George Grunt's orchestra and the new revised Gil Evans Orchestra. So how about it for Thomas Marriott and Tom Varner? Dave Brubeck always used to pay homage to other fellow musicians. In this case, I'm told it's for Duke Ellington. So therefore, The Duke, featuring Thomas Marriott. Thomas Marriott. How about it for the woodwinds?
You're listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra playing the music of Miles Davis and Gil Evans. Miles Ahead, recorded in concert at the Kirkland Performance Center and coming to you on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with jazz, blues, and NPR news. Here's Clarence Acox.
Next, we'd like to bring a gentleman to the stage that we always hear him play the high notes. He's going to be very melodic and sweet, and you're going to love him to death. The classic Kurt Vile composition, My Ship. I'd like to invite Andy Amdahl to the front of the stage. My Ship. Wasn't that beautiful? Andy Amdahl. Gil Evans wrote some beautiful compositions and arrangements. And this was his first collaboration with Miles Davis, 1957. And they actually became best friends from that point on and until the day Miles died. His best friend, as I said, was the great Gil Evans. This gentleman you see coming to the forefront, you've seen him earlier. You're seeing him again. We're dealing with the blues form, minor blues, major blues, and see if you can tell when it goes to major. This is Blues for Pablo, featuring Mr. Thomas Marriott.
Thank you.
Thomas Merrier. Did you tell when it went into the straight blues major? You have good ears. We're going to wrap up this suite. We're going to do something that was composed by the great Ahmed Jamal. And we're going to bring Michael Van Bever to the front. This arrangement is actually built on an Ahmed Jamal trio version. This is called New Rumba. New Rumba, featuring Michael Van Bever. Thank you. Michael Van Bever. How about it for all the trumpet soloists? Stand up, trumpet soloists. How about it for the woodwinds? Seven different instruments. How about it for the French horns? How about a round of applause for John Hanson on tuba? And ladies and gentlemen, the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
You've been listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. The concert was recorded in performance at the Kirkland Performance Center. Our thanks to the musicians of the Augmented Orchestra in this case, with French horns and tuba and extra woodwinds employed too, in this concert of music of Miles Davis, as arranged by Gil Evans. The next concert in the series by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra will be on February 18th and 19th, Saturday, in the Nordstrom Recital Hall at Ben Arroyo Hall, and Sunday afternoon, February 19th, at Kirkland Performance Center at 2 p.m. That concert will celebrate the 100th anniversary of the birth of Ella Fitzgerald, with Carmen Bradford, the featured soloist. For more information, see srjo.org. Thanks to the musicians of the orchestra and the co-directors. Thanks also to the Kirkland Performance Center staff. And thanks to Howard Mostrom, who does house sound and provides some assistance with recording these concerts for broadcast. If you miss one of our Jazz Northwest broadcasts, they're also available for streaming on demand. Go to jazznw.org for more information about that. Any comments about the program, you can write to me, jim@hatchcover.co. KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. Let's take a look at some of the events that are coming up in the course of the next few days. Today, Super Bowl Sunday, some places are closed for Super Bowl. However, there are some performances, including a Cup of Joe Brazil being presented at Seattle First Baptist Church Jazz Vespers at 6 p.m. this evening. Rochelle Farrell is in the final night of her current engagement at Demetrio's Jazz Alley tonight. Monday night, Rick Van Dyke Trio plays at Tula's, the Royal Room Collective at the Royal Room. Tuesday, Tower of Power opens a week-long run at Demetrio's Jazz Alley, Tuesday through Sunday. And the famous Owl Jam at the Owl and Thistle takes place every Tuesday night late. Wednesday, Shorecrest High and Bellevue College Jazz Ensemble perform at Tula's. Matt Jorgensen Trio will be at the Unity Center in Bellingham. Eric Flumens and Will Holzhauser will perform at the Royal Room, presented by Earshot Jazz. The Art of Jazz concert for this month features Phil Sparks and Adam Kessler's Barsa Band playing at the Seattle Art Museum, 5:30 to 7:30, and then the band hustles up to their regular gig Thursday night at the Barsa Lounge at 9 p.m. on Capitol Hill. The Boxwell Feldman Group features Dimitri Matheny at Piccolo Cellars, North Bend, on Thursday. Friday, a couple of events during happy hour. Ray Shelbred's Yeti Chasers at the Royal Room at 5. Phil Sparks' trio at the Latona Pub, also at 5. Emmett Cohen's trio plays at Egan's at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Emmett Cohen's a New York pianist who's making a swing through the area. Saturday, Panama Hotel Jazz, presented at Panama Hotel, 2 p.m. free concert. Bill Anschel's CD release party takes place at Tula's at 7:30. Paul Green's Jazz Blues Quartet at the Triple Door Music Aquarium at 8:30. And Kareem Candy Band plays at Vito's at 9:30. Just a few highlights from the coming week. There's always a great jazz scene going on around the Seattle area. For more information, see the KNKX calendar and also the complete calendar at earshot.org. We have time for one more piece on today's show, and for that we're going to turn to the new recording by Bill Anschel, which is just coming out on Origin Records, and he has a CD release party at Tula's next Saturday night. Bill Anschel's at the piano here with Chris Simer on bass and Jose Martinez on drums, Jeff Bush percussion, and Hans Teuber on alto sax in this composition by Bill Anschel titled 39F. That's a tune by Bill Anschell, the pianist, titled 39F. It was played by Bill at the piano with Chris Simer bass, Jose Martinez drums, Jeff Bush on percussion, and Hans Teuber, the alto saxophonist. And Bill Anschell's group is going to be playing next Saturday night at Tula's, celebrating the release of the new CD, Rambler, on Origin Records. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News.